This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh man,
of course,
yeah,
of course.
The Random Order Podcast, episode 75, sponsored by G-Unit. Yes, sir.
Aha.
This is episode 75 of the Random Order Podcast. It's your boy, Jermaine Rich, is also known as Quentin Quarantino. Hey, we get into that shit another time. I'll explain what that means and all that. Yes, sir. I'm my man, B-Baby Trey, in the building.
Yes, sir. 2021, still the biggest, man.
100. My man, Sheldon Sebastian.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome
you know
back,
what time
guys.
It is, man. It's been a great episode. We covered all the important topics of today. Nice and light. Near-death experiences. Great films. Having dogs and everything that comes with. We talked a lot about food and having it delivered and also bringing your homies to restaurants and their reaction letting you down and questioning your friendship. Over that, and also Elon Musk and Steph Hawkins, 100. Before we get into this episode, YouTube viewers, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. If you're a true Naughty Gang Eagle, hit that bell so you know exactly when we drop a new episode. Yes, or so. Go live, maybe. Maybe we start recording this live. Besides that, enjoy the episode, man. Oh man. Ha. Yeah.
Oh, it would be great if I started recording. All right.
Oh, you didn't start recording yet?
No.
Oh man.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Hold on, let me start fresh.
This nigga, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This the third
fucking
time.
Cowards.
Them woo! Eagles flying in.
Yeah.
Fresh hot eagle food in the subscription box. You know what time it is.
I know that's right.
J Money in the building, nigga. I got my flap out. It's Flap Out Friday, in case you ain't know.
Birdman.
100.
100.
Yes,
so
sir.
Last week I said, want the Balenciagas, yeah, the real ones. I totally fucked that line up.
Oh, that wasn't the, it was the actual line.
Yeah, she says Balenciaga hoodie at a teal one.
Nah, but that's that good, one, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We are for full transparency. We don't know the fucking lines, nigga. We let y'all niggas know.
Yeah, and
if
we on the full transparency mode, I know it's been great, you know what I mean? Quarantine and recording from home. I'm just dressed from the top up.
Oh, you know what it is. Oh.
What Freak you got out going Friday, on? You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no pants on, man.
You know, it's crazy because a couple episodes, I was really like, I'm going to wear this. I'm going to put this on. And like, I was fucking laying in the bed playing PS5.
Stood up, sat down, podcast mode.
Yeah. This is what I was wearing. So.
I'm wearing baby shorts right now.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
You know, you're just sitting down, mess like... The way my shorts are on my body right now is as if like I was wearing jeans over this. I'm just messy. I'm just fucking.
Yeah.
Like if I had see-through jeans, this is how you'd see my shorts. They're fucking.
Yeah. My last stream on Twitch, like I literally had like my shorts. It's just like my legs are out.
They're
like
riding. They're riding.
It's just riding up. And I'm just like.
Pure Gooch action. 100%.
Yeah.
And it's all good too.
If we're being full transparent, niggas really think like. Bro, I really do this. Like, I'm put a picture on the screen just because I'm that nigga. I'll show you guys. I had a Zoom meeting the other day.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you guys. I'm putting on the screen right now. This is exactly how I took the meeting.
You
And this yeah, it. And it was a great meeting.
Yeah.
We covered a lot of and very important topics.
My thighs were sticking to this chair. Like, bro, like, I had to really just kind of just rip myself from this chair because I was attached.
You had on baby shorts?
I had on no shorts, nigga. I sent you the pic.
Oh, it was that one.
Yeah,
it was just straight boxes. Up. Yeah, let's, yeah. Birdman. I can respect that for sure.
It's the funniest shit, too, because, like, bro, people were, I wouldn't say niggas were really knocking it, but, like, bro, a lot of people were just kind of, they would kind of put it down when we're like, oh, yeah, we just kind of work from home. Or we wouldn't even say we work from home. We'd be like, yeah, we just do everything at the crib. Like, we edit, do this and that. Oh, so you work from home. And then now, like, everybody's working from home. So we kind of low-key called that shit, too. Pussy-ass nigga.
Bitch-ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
And that's, like, really, I feel like, that's where people want to be now. People want to work remotely. People want to work from home.
Bro, literally, our own blood, our own grandfathers.
I was about to say, that was my next fucking point. That shit broke my heart when that nigga said this shit. What?
What'd he say?
What?
What you're talking about, grandpa?
Oh, he just said that's not real work.
Oh, okay, like, okay.
Bro, what do you mean?
What the fuck does that mean?
Like, I came home from, because I was editing. We were fucking working on a video. I can't remember what we were working on, but I know my workload was heavy. And then my dad dragged me out to work because he really needed us. And I'm fucking, I get there, I'm tired. I'm fucking, fuck, I did so many videos. I think I'm fucking out of it. Jeremy, you're coming to do some real work.
Wait, all right, bro. Like,
Grandpa, it's you like, know what I'm thing, like, on. I'm here already. I'm here. Yeah. I don't need that.
What's with the jab?
Yeah.
The visual, like, of that is my grandpa literally punching me in my ribs.
Literally.
Like, what are you doing?
That's, and if you were to just zoom into that shit, it's just like, bro, somewhere deep down, you're hurt and it's okay, grandfather.
It's
like,
all it's good, like, granddaddy. Okay. Yeah.
Literally, I'm like, yo.
Do you want to edit, nigga? Is that what the fuck is? Are you hurt? Like, did you dream to be an editor at one point?
Bro, because this nigga was probably just as a kid, he was like, oh, mommy, me want to go near trees or some shit. This mom was like, no,
I feel like
real work. Yeah. Real work is just literally in his head. Yo, that's literally his go-to line. Every time I'm there, every time I see him, Jamon, it's time to do some real work.
Hey, nigga, shouldn't you be retired now, nigga? What are you still doing?
Yeah, like, yo.
What's up with that? Why are you still doing real work? Bro, 69, nigga.
That nigga cannot stop working. It's just in his blood, bro. Jamaicans are different.
Different.
You half our, maybe all our viewers would get crunched by our grandfather. He's D's.
You're like, still D's. Yeah, solid as a
rock. Grandpa's definitely like, doesn't look like a grandpa, really. Like,
yeah. Bro, for a muscular guy, lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, like, how about, are you ready to do some real work, nigga?
You know what it is?
I've never seen him do real work.
Bro, besides when he's cleaning his car. It's not laziness. It's like that hierarchy of, like, I'm old. Like, I shouldn't be working. Like, you should be working. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's
it's
what
not,
it is.
It's not, I wouldn't even call it archy, bro. It's fucking ignorant. That nigga's ignorant, bro.
Bro, I promise, even if he was 21, that nigga would still be fucking finding a way to chill.
He's just not into doing work, bro. Like, it's just, yo, just make these guys do it. Like, that's just his thing. Yeah. Jamal, he have to do a cool day. But, oh my God, we could talk about this guy all day. Sundays at my dad's work, bro. Sundays, rule number one in my grandfather's rules. No lunch.
Nobody gets lunch because Benny wants to go home ASAP. It'll be a full day, fucking 14 hours. I'm like, yo, we got to stop for lunch. Lunch?
Oh, not even.
No, man, we have to I think I didn't even have breakfast. I skipped that shit. What do you mean? And you know this nigga ate a very handsome Jamaican breakfast.
Yes.
That's why he's talking that.
Nigga, he was up 5 a.m. Trust me. Looking out the window.
Bro.
Knocking down a bowl of yams and dumplings and shit.
Bro, this guy is sneaky, bro. There'd be some jobs where we'd be leaving my dad's office and my dad would be like, yo, we got to get downtown quick. So that means no coffee stops. Couldn't stop for Tim Hortons. You know, Tim Horton lines in the morning, like, booming, bro. You're not getting coffee for a cool minute. Mm-hmm. This guy would find a way to stop. This guy would park the truck. Bro, I'm like, yo, I don't think
he'd be sitting there, like, nodding his head, like, he's understanding. Oh, no coffee. Yeah. No, his ears are closed.
His ears closed for that part.
That guy has his own rules, and yo, you just gotta respect that, honestly.
Yeah. Yo, I rate it.
Yeah.
The amount of times we're busting sweats, moving cabinets and shit, I look over, this nigga's reading a newspaper. I'm like, yo, mad respect.
Yeah.
I wish I could pull that shit off.
You have to have a different level of confidence to do that. And it's just like, yo, on my level, I'm like, all right, the only thing I can do is respect it. I can be bad at it.
Or you can respect it.
I can respect it.
Get with it or get lost.
Real shit.
Get with it or get lost.
Get with it or get lost, bro. Like, oh, God, that's perfect. You should get that written on the shirt. And
y'all ever, like, feel like when you get to that age, you're going to be, like, on some of those waves or?
Nah.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm a test driving for sure. Pull the old card and shit. Pull the lazy card, but not for the most part.
Yeah.
I'm going to be chilling. I feel like our old... I mean, there's going to be certain... I think it's just a mindset, bro. Again, mm-hmm. However you are. Like, I met some older guys that are just like, I guess, different, you know? I don't really know how to put it. Like, I met some older youths that was like our family, some different grandpas in our family. Like, it wasn't really marriage and shit. You guys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like 40 grandpas different. Or some shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Bro, we literally have like 11 grandfathers. None of them raid us. But just, yeah, some of them just programmed different. I feel like that's all it is when it comes down to it. So, like,
yeah.
You can pull an old nigga card and say, I'm not going to do that. Like, here and there. All right. I run that shit now. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If my nieces are around, I'm like, yo, go fuck.
No, grab that. Fucking broom, bro. Swing that shit. Bro, kids be ready to just go do things for you.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yo, go get my wallet outside in the car. Okay. Put on shoes and shit, coat. I'm just chilling. Yeah, nigga.
But that shit, bro, good movie reco for my Eagles out there. Prisoners. Good movie reco.
Fly over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who's in that?
What'd you just say, Jermaine?
I said fly over there.
Oh, I thought you said Viola, and it's crazy because Viola Davis is in there. Wow. Hugh Jackman. Terrence
hey, yo,
Howard.
Shout out Viola Davis. For sure.
Yeah. Let me make sure I didn't bash the name Viola. Yeah, of course I know Viola. But yeah, basically what happened is there's two little daughters in there, and they ran out the crib real quick to go do some shit. And this is a whole new thing, bro. This is gonna get somewhere so dark. Basically, they got kidnapped, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like, yo, kids really be getting like snatched like that.
Oh,
like,
I think I do know what movie you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't want to give it away, but it's a crazy movie. Yeah, it's real sick. But like, yo, just on that level.
I think you gave a very key detail away. Unless that was in the trailer already.
No, it's in the trailer.
I haven't seen the movie. I just know about it.
I won't give nothing away. All I'm going to say is like, it's crazy that kids get snatched up the way they did in the movie.
What was you about to say about Tenet?
Y'all motherfuckers seen that?
I have no idea. Mm-hmm.
I seen it.
What's all the commotion about?
You seen it, big dog?
Nah, I was on the plane and I fucking looked over and I saw a motherfucker watching that shit. But everyone's saying it's confusing and shit, but I just, coming from a nigga, I didn't hear what's
saying. Their mind's little, man. Rewind to a clip where I'm like, yo, I'm fucking confused. Nah, I wouldn't say I was confused, but I just feel like, okay, when I'm watching a movie like that, I have to be able to pause it and like, just, yo, break down the movie as I go. Because it's like, bro, I'm going to get lost in it. And I feel like when I'm watching a movie at the theaters, obviously I can't talk. I can't ask my questions. Because, like, you ever watch a movie and for 30 minutes you're thinking, oh, okay, you get it. And then fucking your theory is fucking debunked because you just realize, oh, that's not the killer because the nigga's right there. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like now you have to come up with a whole new theory, but you're so far behind.
Right.
So Tenet's kind of like that. When I was watching, I just felt like, wait, hold on. How does that make sense? Where's this guy going? Wait, why is this going on like that? Why is he walking backwards? So like the whole time, it's just a movie you got to watch twice. Honestly, it's not that confusing. But personally for me, like it wasn't that crazy to me. Like,
yeah, I heard that shit is all over the place.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Like, from what I saw, nigga, like first, like there's explosions and shit, motherfuckers doing somersaults. And the next, he just like, it's a casual nigga just eating a sandwich. I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
What is the tempo of this movie?
Inception.
That's like that.
like just how they just do, like walls just be going this way sometimes. Like, yo, I watched Inception probably like 5 times and every time was on a plane and I was just trying to get the whole time just close to my screen. Okay, so, like, yo, okay, hold on. Is he dreaming right now? Mm-hmm. Oh, I still don't get that fucking movie. And that's okay.
I live with that. A dream and a dream and a dream and a dream.
Okay, so one, two, I never even seen Inception, I don't think. No, I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Just a lot of those movies that deal. Just, you gotta know, people are like, you gotta see it. And I just, I never see it, man. Like Avatar, I never seen it.
Yeah, there's a lot of those, man. Yeah. Fucking, you know, Back to the Future and shit.
Yeah.
I watched it. Tim made me watch it. Shout out Tim, man. Tim made me watch it.
Show my mans.
Yeah.
He told me too. I'm just like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. I know he was on me for months to watch that shit.
You ain't watched Back to the Future?
Nah, like, nigga, I just didn't get to that.
I felt like a young nigga, old nigga. That was just one of those conversations just on me. He's like, watch it. But I'm happy he was because it was like you watching it, you're just like, yeah, this is a cool little film. So cool I watched all of them after the first one, but it was great.
Mm-hmm. Do we ever talk about like our favorite movies?
I think so. We probably mentioned it.
Yeah, I think we did still.
But I can't give like my whole movie list because it's just like I've seen too many flicks, bro, where it's just
But is there one though?
Nah, there's not. That's like saying what's your favorite all-time favorite album? Like it's just too many different kinds.
Some people can have it. Got
those you guys
people.
Have an all-time favorite album?
No, I don't think I'd it depends on what you feel like, you know, what mood you're in.
But that right there, whatever you're trying to explain right there, that's literally it. Like,
yeah,
because you can have a favorite movie, but what, you're gonna watch Saw every fucking night? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if Saw was nobody's favorite fucking movie.
Well, I don't know. I don't think anybody would want to. Maybe no,
it could be. Some niggas could. Bro,
I think if I had to, I think I could like watch, you know, a movie every day for the rest of my life. I had to.
It probably every menace day? To society.
If I had to,
basically just watch BET, nigga, and you just BET. If that movie, it's the way facts. BET fucking, why do they run the same fucking movie every single day?
Yo, speaking of that,
y'all got the rights to one movie? First.
Nah, cause BET just be on some bullshit.
Like, man. What was his contract with Baby Boy? They had to run the shit every fucking every other day.
Yo, it's probably because it wasn't in theaters like that. So they're just like, yo, we going to get the TV play.
We're going to run this shit up.
We're going to get the TV play. So Tyrese probably gets fucking money every time I
that. He has me T in the email. Run that shit back.
Tyrese probably get bread every time that thing roll, man. But yeah, I don't know why it is, man. BET will run movies literally to the ground.
To the ground.
To this day, they'll still play
straight to hell, man.
I feel like if it's a check, like, you know, like, they probably get a check and like from the movie and shit. And they probably buy the movie too. So it's like, yo, we're about to get our money's worth. I seen this tweet today. I just sent it to you guys. And it's the MTV scheduling.
Oh my gosh. Is this real?
I think it's real, bro.
Well, even if it's not real, nigga, it looks very accurate. Ridiculous.
I feel like, yes, every time I put on that channel, that fucking show.
Bad Boys 2, ridiculousness.
Oh my God. Wait, this is just for.
This week.
Oh, Lord.
This is last week. Sorry, like last week.
Me too.
The music videos, man. Too. Like, all they had was Rodeo by fucking Juvenile.
Yeah.
I think that song. BT, what song comes to your mind?
Rodeo, yeah.
Show.
Yeah. Down, down, ringy down.
Yeah.
Smooth track.
Real, yeah.
Okay, every time. I run it back myself, for sure. But
I'll kiss my teeth, but I'll start doing the fucking. Nah, but shout out to BT for holding us down all them years, man. Come on, now.
Yeah, I like the YouTube shit.
Yeah.
Let me make some good shit on YouTube.
Speaking of shows and whatnot, I had stumbled into this new little show. And you know what I'm saying? Over here at Random Order, you know, we like to get crazy with our theories and, you know what I'm saying, the way we think. And I'm really not. I'm not going to go crazy with that.
Huh? Okay, go.
We do be getting a little crazy. And like, so, I said I was a centaur in my lifetime before. And then, yo, so.
Yeah, I feel that. Straight face, believe, yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So.
You can't just, like, we just over here, all I'm saying is, like, when we say shit, a part of me is just like, yo, okay, yeah, I'm joking, but like,
low key, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Bro, you can't surprise me anymore, because it's just like, yo, you don't know. At the end of the day, the other day when we asked on the podcast, like, yo, who started year one? And we're on to something. Who the fuck named the show? We still don't have an answer. Mm-hmm. Sheldon, you tell us.
I don't know. I can't. I don't
there, it still. There it is. There it is, sir. Yes, sir.
So,
So I'm just on the quest of just, you know what I mean, finding things out, you know what I mean, treating the brain. So I'm wondering, I'm looking for things to watch, and I see the show called Surviving Death. And I'm just like, oh, that's a pretty interesting title, right? So I let that whole play.
Mm-hmm. So,
and it starts talking about people that had near-death experiences and explaining what happened in that time of having that near-death experience. And it was a bunch of different people from all over the world literally just coming there to speak on their experience.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these people that were talking were like, some of them were dead for like 30 minutes. Some of them were dead for like 15 minutes. Some of them were dead for like 5 minutes. But they all had the exact same explanation as to like what they saw. And I don't want to give too much away, because I really want you guys to watch just the first episode.
Mm-hmm. I want to check it out.
But after the second episode, they said like they broke it off into different things. So they started talking about like mediators and like niggas talking to the dead and like tables rising. I'm like, I ain't into that. Like, I already know all that go down. So, you know what I'm saying? Well, so I didn't check that out. But I did check out episode one, and I really encourage you guys to check it out, because it's just asking questions and saying things that are just like...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It really made me look at death differently, and it's like scary, but it's just like, I you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say too much, but just go check it out. I'll say that. Maybe we could talk about it when we all have watched the first episode, but okay. All the viewers at home, y'all go check out the first episode and maybe give you guys a little bit of insight on to what happens. I know there's a lot of people that have firm beliefs of like, yo, this is what happens after death. Like, this is what's going to happen. But yo, the way they explained it, that shit kind of sound kind of cool.
Is this a lights on watch?
Yeah. It's a lights on. Let me just explain to it a little bit of like what the person said. Basically, they say how they see themselves leaving their body. Right.
That. I mean, I've heard that.
And okay. Jermaine, that's already connected to. I don't know if you ever want to like whatever tell that, but remember you're telling me about when you're sleeping and you leave your body or something like that? What's that called?
Lucid dreaming?
Astral projection?
Astral projection.
Astral projection, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically like that, where it's like...
That's the word.
Okay. Astral projector, right? So it's basically like that, where they see themselves leaving their body, but they're like greeted by... other. I won't get into it, but they're basically... they know they're dead type shit. But like their soul basically leaves, and they're basically they can do whatever. They can see whatever they can see. They see through walls. Like, nothing else exists, but it's just like they just see everything going on. So if they were to see this like whole building or whatever, they could see through all the units, see what everyone else is doing, and see everyone's layouts type of thing. But then they can fucking, in that time, I don't really know how long every situation was like different, but they're just basically in thrill. But there's no sense of time. There's no sense of fucking,
in thrill?
They don't know how long. Hmm?
They're in what?
There's no sense of time.
No, before
so they
that.
Don't know how long like they're in the like they're in this state for, I guess.
Right.
But they just feel so like fucking like everyone's just like, yo, it's the best feeling of the world. They didn't want to go back to their body. Imagine knowing that you just died, but they're like, nah, I'm not even trying to touch that back. I'm not even trying to go back there. And everyone's explaining this the same way. But then they're just saying how this was scaring me the most. Like in one girl's case, the girl that she was talking to, and she was greeted by other people that passed in her family. And they're just basically saying like, yo, welcome. Like, what's up, nigga? Like, this is it.
I saw you beat your. One of my biggest fear is like dying, and then they're like, "Nigga, I saw how many times you beat your meat, you fucking loser."
They definitely see that shit.
Sack of skin.
hey, damn G, you beat your shit.
Let that damn video go, nigga. So I'm going back to. Keep watching the same shit,
yo. But they basically just explained like it. This girl just basically said like, "Yo, it's not your time." And then like she got put back into her body. Like, but like it just happened that she just went back into her body. But just watch the show. It's honestly really crazy. That's me trying to explain it without explaining too much. But it's like it sounds beautiful. It sounds crazy. And it's just like, yo, isn't it fucked that we will never ever have the answers to what happens after, because you just don't know. But that's the closest you could get.
Yeah, even when I hear about the near-death experiences of like, okay, what is like when you die? Oh, talk to this guy because he had a near-death experience, but you didn't die though.
But yeah. these people have died, right?
These people were dead.
So isn't that the answer?
You came back, so you were.
That's what I'm saying.
So
that's the closest, but they came back. Exactly, Jay. That's what I was going to say.
You're saying it's the closest, but isn't that the answer?
It's the closest because you
what happens
they, like,
after though?
Like you're dead for 10 years floating around looking at penises and shit. Through walls?
You mean like long-term, I guess.
Yeah,
for the rest of your existence.
Because is that like what? Like is that like a fucking halfway point before you know what I'm saying? Before you actually like, all right, this is it, we out.
Yeah. Like what if it's just sweet at the start and then later it's like, yo, we ain't got a budget for that. You know what I'm saying? Like this shit all affects. But sounded like niggas was on shrooms. Like the niggas said, like, yo, if one guy that said if he wanted to be a leaf, he could be a leaf and feel everything of that a leaf would feel. If he wanted to feel like water, like he would feel like his whole shit. Like there was, I don't know how to explain it, man.
What type of people are these? Like not in terms of like race or whatever.
Bro,
but
all kinds from all over the world. Like just, I guess the show just said like, yo, we're talking to people that had near death experiences and there's just all different types of experiences. But
are they near death or are they death? You said it was
they were dead.
Near death.
It's called near death experience. But like all these people died for like. Some are 10 minutes, some are 15 minutes. This one girl gave birth and she flatlined. And they talked to the surgeon that was in the room saying like, bro, she was gone in the room. She died. But then the girl that died on the bed came out and said, bro, you guys used this tool on me. You said this. And the head honcho given the pregnancy, whatever, she had to do a C-section. Something was wrong with the baby. She whispered under her breath, like, this is fucked or some shit like that. Like, just imagine she said, this is fucked. Mm. She said when she woke back up and came back to life, she said, yo, and you whisper under your breath, like, this is fucked. And she said she didn't know what to do. And you'll see it in the interview. She's like, bro, like, I had nothing to say because I saw her. She was dead. But she explained everyone in the room. She explained everything people said, all the tools they used.
The dead girl explained what to do.
What? No, the dead girl explained what everyone was doing.
While she was dead.
Oh, okay. Because
she leaves her body and then she just kind of, you can do whatever you want.
So did she come back because of what they were doing as surgeons, or she just came back because of
She
like,
came back she because came... it wasn't her time.
Okay.
She's regaining
that's
consciousness.
That's what's fucked. Who the fuck is telling me it's time?
Yeah.
That's what's scary to me. Cause even that was the second one. The first one, she got into this water boat rafting.
The same
shit,
girl?
Accident. There was a different one.
Oh, right.
And her people told her like, yo, it's just not your time to go. But she said she was looking at her body underneath the water. Like she was underwater for like 15 minutes, bro. It's so crazy. Just watch it. Trust me. It's crazy. Yeah.
For sure. I'm gonna check that out. I might do that tonight. To be
turn the lights.
I said
on,
I was gonna watch something else too, right? No, that was what I said I was gonna watch, right?
Yeah, I think the first episode's like 45 minutes or like an hour or something like that. But it's good. I'm gonna get into it a little more.
Have y'all watched The White Tiger?
That was there about. Let me Google
with Joe Exotic.
No, I didn't finish it. I'm like halfway through, but it's White Tiger. It's a movie. I think it's, I don't, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I think it's India or India adjacent. Like, is that South America? That side, you know what I'm saying?
Over the water,
like, India, that you did me. My bad. It's been a long day. But it's a pretty cool movie, man. Just, I don't want to give it away, but it's pretty dope. Like, it's shot super clean. You know, you don't really see a lot of that culture representative film, so it's brand new, like, really to me, in terms of, like, obviously, like, we grew up in Brampton, you know, we're surrounded by that, but, you know, it's a different level, right? Because it's like really in it, really authentic, like the teachings and the ways and the way that they go about survival and stuff. It's just interesting. But it's a good flick so far. I haven't finished it, so I don't know, the ending could be whack, but so far so good. Yeah.
Bro, and that just brings me to another point, bro. Like while we're here on Earth, like, bro, it's so important to understand that I wouldn't say nothing matters, but like,
yo, it really fucking
nothing.
Like, it's,
what do you mean? Get more into that.
Like it's all right. The shit niggas be stressing about, like, that's not gonna matter when you, like, it's
right.
First, I was not gonna matter within fucking like 10 years or whatever, nigga. The next day, somebody be stressing about some shit last week. I was like, ah, fuck, I was tripping. But then in the grand scheme of things, it's like, you're here for fucking a flash of a lifetime compared to our whole existence. And it's like, should we really be tripping about this shit, niggas?
Yeah.
Just.
I feel you.
Bro, and I don't want to step on any toes here, because, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not what we do over here. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Put on your steel toes real quick. I don't really like. Like, even when it comes to, like, certain religions, right? I remember when I was in, I think it was like grade 7, this one kid was basically just telling me, oh, we don't celebrate this, and I can't do this, I can't exchange gifts, and rah, rah, rah. He was just explaining how his world worked type shit. And I was like, yo, like, as a kid, I'm just like, bro, like, that fucking sucks that you can't experience that, because it's just like, who made that rule? Like, who made that rule? Like, again, when we're talking about Easter, like, why the fuck can't I eat meat? I'm gonna eat this shit tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, and that's something so, so small. Like, there's a bunch of different, you know what I mean? I don't want to step on any toes, so I don't want to start calling out different religions and their practices and shit like that. But it's just really, like, in the grand scheme of things, it's just like, bro, none of this shit matters. Literally nothing matters. Like, and I feel like the message that we should be fucking pushing forward is a message that everyone just misses. It's just like, bro, just do what makes you happy. But then again, going back into our robot speech dream, just everyone's just programmed to think, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I gotta do this, I gotta do that.
Put on my suit for you. I'm important. No, gotta talk like this. Gotta talk about fucking the weather.
Yeah.
And it's a lot, like, to break outside of that, though, because fucking, it's still shit that I just fucking do just because I'm like, I don't even think about doing it. I'm
programmed
to do that shit. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely, it's more to that, but.
Yeah,
this is a lot of bullshit niggas could cut out and fucking start enjoying their life more.
Yeah, that's, I'm just I'm moving to an island. I'll start my own thing over there.
So
start my own rules.
Random,
you know,
order,
saying?
Caribbean edition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no pants. Yo, you, that's one of my biggest fears. Swear to God, sometimes when I'm just like, it's like heavily impaired, I'm just like, okay, if I have to use a bathroom, but I'm just like, yo, I don't know if I'm pushing, like, what if I don't even have to? I'm just pushing my whole stomach out.
How impaired are we talking here?
Yo, I don't been there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Nah, not even like that, but like, I remember, Jermaine, I know you're gonna, right when I bring this up, the video's gonna play at a specific second in your head. Do you remember that weightlifting video?
Oh my God,
that guy,
his stomach came out of his ass.
Sheldon,
through his jeans, through his, like, weightlifting material.
Wait, what happened?
Bro.
Oh my God.
I think it was like acid. I think it's acid shit. No, wouldn't that burn through the fucking capris? Or compressions?
I don't know all the details and shit. I don't know the fine details.
Okay, wait. So from what I'm picking up,
some guy was like power, what do you call powerlifting? Where you pick up the giant fucking pole and lift it over your head. So he was on the part where like he's crouched down and he's like flipping the weight up, and now it's time to like use all your might to push up. Okay, like, yeah. Use all his might and fucking push his guts out of his asshole. Literally, there's just a picture of some guy with his guts out of his ass.
Yo, but Sheldon, it looked like
this is like the third picture I've ever seen on the internet.
It went through the material. Yes.
Sheldon, it was on the gym mat. I'll tell you where it wasn't. In his stomach, bro. Like his stomach wasn't. It's not his stomach.
It was on the floor.
If you push his belly button, like his skin, you would just touch his back because there's nothing there.
Is poo acidic?
What?
Is shit acidic?
It was hanging. I'm sure
that was in your stomach. It was
his intestines and shit.
Well, I don't know if it indicate burned a digestive problem.
It can't listen. His guts are out of his ass on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's
and that was like the third picture I've ever seen on the internet.
Yeah. If you Google it right now, you'll probably see it, but I do not suggest Google it.
How would I Google
it? No, don't. Well, if you were.
Weightlift
guy ass Matt. Stomach.
Those keywords should break something.
And you gotta turn off the safe search.
Yeah, bro.
Yo, Google gets safe search dark.
I feel like nothing like is happening in the world.
Yo, that's that, so real. I have in my notes, humanity is underperforming. Bro, that's in my I'm like, yo, what comes to my mind? I don't know. Humanity is underperforming. Bro, we're supposed to be back in the day when you say 2020, nigga, you think flying cars and fucking technological advancements, and there you were fucking wearing diapers over our face, fucking screaming at each other,
wear it over your nose.
Yeah. Bro, we should be so much further. What are we doing? Like, nothing's just going on.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I feel like Elon's trying to get there, but I feel like everything around him isn't advanced enough. You know what I mean? So he can't really take.
He needs to be on another planet. He deserves his own planet.
Elon
Musk.
I don't understand the like. I'm not saying this in like a disrespectful way, but I like legit don't understand the fascination with him. Like, I haven't bought into like what's so special about Elon Musk. Like, I think the cars are great. Genius. But like, I don't know. I don't know much more than like Tesla, just the car. Like,
you know,
the Roadster looks sick, but
you know what?
Now he's tackling the greatest problems of the world today, and saving the world.
He's doing that?
Hell yeah.
Okay. So, now, I definitely want to know. Like, I gotta, you know, dedicate some time to like.
Yeah. And I think, but if it ain't for you, like, it's fine. But
it ain't even that. It's just.
You never got into it.
I still know. Yeah.
You know that nigga, the smart nigga?
Smart guy?
Sir. Not TJ.
Not TJ Henderson?
Nah. His name's really not coming to mind, but he was
Bill Gates. Okay. No. About to say Elon Musk.
You got a joke.
Einstein?
Stephen Hawking.
No. Mr. Hawkins. Who? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Hawkins.
Oh, Stephen Hawkins.
Is it Stephen or Stephen?
I think it's Stephen, I think.
Yeah, I think it's Stephen.
Whatever, nigga say my name wrong all the time. So, Stefan. that's a nigga, though.
Steph Hawkins is called that.
But SH.
SH. Yes, sir.
When SH was around, because he passed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Two years ago.
Yeah, peace, SH, man. But when SH was around, obviously I was a lot younger, but I think I too was just kind of caught up in that, not really giving a fuck.
Like, right. I just caught up in, you know, being 7 years old.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't really interested in what boy had to say because, like, my dad was interested in what he had to say. He was just always on the news, like, talking. But I'm like, bro, like, looking back, I'm like, yeah, he was spitting facts. And I just think Elon is on that time where we're going to look at him as he was like that gap to that building that he was building a bridge to that next side of like, yo, this is how the future or the world is going to kind of move type of thing. And I feel like, yeah, I could be paying a little bit more attention to him because he'd be on some shit.
So,
but it's just, you know what I mean? Like, I thought he was going to stop at Tesla. And then he started doing rockets and flamethrowers and all this shit. And I'm just like, yo, it's sick. It's pushing boundaries. So it's
solar
like,
energy and fucking, and
yeah,
you know energy. What it is, man.
Yeah,
he just needs to solve airplanes. Water like, thing,
you know what I'm saying?
Flying like, airplanes and shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That shit is disgusting. Yeah. That's my next note, nigga. Humans are nasty. Just being on a flight, you're just, everyone's so disgusting. Fucking crumbs. You know, you walk. You're on board, you're getting off the plane and you're walking by all the chairs and shit, fucking crumbs everywhere and wrappers and Ever since fucking this, you go to the bathroom and then why is the floor wet?
Yeah.
You piss in the hole, you fucking wash your hand in the hole. Why is the floor wet?
Yeah.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know why that is.
Like, you sound like a nigga that left the floor wet.
Not me. Ooh. No, bro. My shit is
not Trev.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, 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 no. Nah, I'm like, I ain't gonna cap. You know what I'm saying?
If it's your crib, it's a little, you know what I'm saying?
You
know
but
I'm
saying? Also, you know what? On the flip side of that, I also understand, and I feel like that's just based on, you know, living up in a Caribbean household. I just understand, like, bro, like, shit gotta be used, bro. And, like, when you use shit, you gonna make a mess. It's gonna get messy.
Why not clean up yourself? Why not take care of yourself?
Yeah, nah, for sure, for sure.
Because do some real work, you know what I'm saying?
Like, do some real work for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people are just like, I don't know, like, I feel like, I guess that's maybe a reflection in yourself that you see someone do something and you're immediate, like, and I said this shit too the other day. I'm like, bro, humans are so quick to judge people because someone did something and I judge that nigga like that. Right?
Right,
like,
right,
that
yeah,
nigga's
yeah.
dirty. Like,
yeah,
that nigga's dirty.
It's just an adjective. Like, bro, yeah, that nigga nasty.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm sure you could be a great guy, but fucking clean up yourself, man.
Yeah, that was a dirty act right there. Like, bro, how are you just like, especially during COVID, it's just like, bro, It just, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, when COVID was happening, I'm just like, all right, I was a germaphobe, like, before, but now, like, this shit is just intense. Like, I'm not doing anything without sanitizer. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely not eating without, like, washing my hands or shit like that. Before, you know what I mean? I'll hold a wrapper, but some niggas just don't care, bro. And I'm just like, bro, like.
It's crazy. It's definitely crazy, bro.
Yeah. I saw a tweet. Somebody said they didn't realize how disgusting the world was before COVID. Mm-hmm. Just how we used to get tired. Yo, even just looking at old pictures of us being in crowds or something, it was kind of disgusting. Shaking like 100 hands.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
yeah.
pretty fucking filthy.
Yeah. Yo, I'm...
You know, speaking of the world, not to cut you off, but I saw this tweet the other day. And it was a lady, she was asking like, oh, do you guys turn the car off when you pump gas? And so everybody was like flaming her up, da-da-da. And then this guy on my Twitter, he's like, it's actually crazy when you think about it how much like trust we have in like strangers to like do certain things like and like we live in this world. Like for example, like she could blow that whole fucking gas station up.
Yeah,
and you don't think about that when you go there, right? But imagine everything else in the world that you kind of don't even think about and you just, you know, think about indicators on a car, right? Like you trust that the person indicating wants to make that turn.
Right.
I almost got
the
car.
Nigga, I fucking waiting. Like, oh, you're turning? All right, let me see. Oh, show okay. me.
I show definitely me believe shit. In the indicator too much. Like, that had me thinking differently. So it's like, it's just interesting to think, like, every day you go out, like, you just really, like, put trust in strangers to not kill you in a lot of ways.
You know, even just being in the car, crazy. You know, when you're driving down the road and it's like two-way traffic, but then the only thing dividing the two-way traffic is a line on the ground?
There's a line. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
What's stopping nigga from just going like this?
Literally nothing.
Bro,
literally nothing.
The first time I started driving, I was making a left onto
McLaughlin.
This is important. Was it McLaughlin? You were in the car, right?
Yeah. Or I heard the story.
That wasn't McLaughlin. That was a it's not McLaughlin.
Well, I guess I
what's the road? What's the road that it takes you over the bridge? By Giggling Tomatoes.
Williams.
I'm making a left on the Williams, right? And a nigga had his blinker on. So I'm like, all right, bet. Like, I'm finna.
You said blinker, bro?
Nah,
bro. blinker on.
bro, his blinker's on.
he blinking to go right. So I'm just like, for sure.
Boy, blinking.
Yeah, all right, for sure.
So he blinking to go right. And I'm just like, all right, bet. Like, I'm going to go. And I start to go. And I'm like, wait, hold on. This nigga's coming full speed. And I was just like, bro, like, I was just so confused and I was so mad. I'm like, bro, he had his blinkers on. I'm just like, yo, it would have been that easy. Like,
that easy, yep.
Literally that easy from what day.
That easy, bro. It's like, yo, man.
That's right. I learned. It's live and learn, man. But I could have learned the wrong way, you know?
It's fucked, man. It's fucked. Man, what do you do about that, right? You can't fucking live in seclusion. You can't, like, not go outside and, like, do shit.
Yeah.
Well, we got shit down pack this year and last year.
You said what?
So we got that shit down packed. Staying inside and not doing shit.
Oh, I lie. Yeah, yeah. Facts, out. Facts.
Bro, right. I think my biggest thing is like I'm not, I don't know, like, okay, how quick are y'all to like tell somebody, yo, you're doing it wrong, or yo, like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
I just never want to be immediately.
Huh?
If my life is in danger, immediately.
No. You don't know. Okay. I'm trying to think of like, what if you don't know it's in danger yet? Like, if you can't stop someone from starting to, if they start the car while gas is going, you're all fucked. But you know what I mean? Like, I feel like
it's that moment.
I don't think the car is going to blow.
No, I've seen someone do that shit for some reason, and yeah, it didn't blow.
Yeah, it's just not recommended.
I definitely thought that's what happened.
I thought it was like a barbecue. But okay, my point I'm trying to make is just like I just never want to be the guy to overreact to something where it's just like, well, yo, chill. And just like, what? And then just doing it. Nothing happens.
It's like, all good. It was like, I mean, yeah, I get that. But on the flip side, you know what I mean? You got one life, bro. Like,
I gotta guard that shit. They got my screen.
Apparently not.
You gotta protect that. Apparently I mean, not. Okay.
Could be a leaf.
We can go there. Maybe do you a favor, player.
So right.
Nah, but I don't know. I just feel like even if I'm in public and niggas is doing some wild shit, like I just kind of just
I say nothing for sure
until last minute. Because I just feel like if I'm in a field of just, I don't know, like. If I'm in a, I don't know, is there something, you ever go out and you just feel like, not like you're better than niggas, but like, oh, like I'm just looking at this room, like, I just know I'll get over this motherfucking fence.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I will cut, nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? When it's time to go, like, I'm going to be the best nigga to get out of here type shit, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Yeah.
As far as your athletic ability?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel that.
But even smart, you, because you got to be smart nigga, to just say like.
Yeah, I'd like to think that I'm fucking. I'm not like a, you know what I mean? I'm pretty advanced.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I go out there, I got a fucking pretty great. I'm sure they're all great people.
Yeah, but fucking idiots for the most part. It's like the same conversation that we had with, like, when you're in an Uber and, like, this nigga's just so, okay, there's this one street I always come to and it says no left, but there's no aisle in the middle. And every time I leave, niggas go up around to do like an imaginary U-turn. I'm like, bro, just make the fucking left. Like, it doesn't make no sense. But it's just like certain people are just wired different, where it's just like, yo, that doesn't make sense to them. And I'm just like, all right, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's like watching a nigga play a video game. Like, yes. It's so obvious. Nigga, go the where it says go. Yeah. Or you walking away from where it says go to.
Oh my God, man. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just a test of my patience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got mad fucking patience. So I'll say that. Except for when niggas don't deliver my Amazon shit. When it's said on the site that it's going to be delivered.
That nigga,
bro, don't be flexing the delivery time if that's not the case. I ordered two very important things. It was a work purpose thing. My streaming shit.
Yeah.
Said it was on the way. Supposed to be here today. Fucking checking the app, refreshing it all day. Couldn't be delivered. Send it back to sender. Why? Apparently, this fucking delivery guy couldn't figure it out on where to leave the box. It says mailroom right there. Nigga, put in the. And I'm just sitting there.
They're not denying that, right? So, yeah, I couldn't figure it out.
And we'll give you your money back in like 4 or 5 days or some shit.
That's.
Oh, it's going back.
Oh, you're not even getting your.
I'm not getting it, Sheldon. I don't have it.
Bro, I'm supposed to be here Friday night setting up my shit. You know?
Some I thought it was like, yo, you got to go pick it up.
No, I'll do that. I'm almost more happy to pick it up than.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's normally what happens.
I'd much rather that.
Damn.
It's just, oh, sorry.
They said,
going back overseas. Because a guy didn't know where to place
the
box.
And then you
want to
think about that. You're now, whatever, that has to fly in a plane somewhere. That's pollution. That's the earth taking time off the earth when you could have just fucking.
All because one guy didn't read the sign that said mailroom. Leave boxes here.
Oh my God. That's tough, bro.
It's all
bro, and
I'll be straight.
I feel like even like just going to that same realm of just letdown. When you order food, it's not that hard to figure out how to come upstairs. It's not that hard to figure out how to enter a building.
You could sit there and see someone else. That guy did it. Okay, that's how it works.
And this is why I say once again, I just feel like I'm better than niggas at times. I'm just like, bro.
They make it too easy to think that.
If you give, if I'm your fucking courier,
I'm coming inside your house and serving it to you.
Yeah.
I'll figure that out.
Fucking, where's your plate? Don't even tell me where your plate's at.
I'll figure it out.
Here it is. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like sometimes I hold myself back from just saying things because I'm just like, yo, let me let you figure this out so you know for next time. And the next time may not be with me. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm on that type of level of just like, yo, just figure it out. But like, yo, fuck, why are you testing my patience? Boy, for real, pussy nigga.
Hey, y'all, figure it out. Nigga, what's up?
Man, that shit is something else, man. I too was waiting on a package from Amazon, and they did tell me Friday. You know what I'm saying? It was for this here podcast, and I had moved the shoot. I asked the fellas, I'm like, yo, can we just shoot this tomorrow? I get my little G screen.
Yes, sir.
And you know what I'm saying? They said it's gonna pull up. So I'm just gonna leave it at this point. It ain't here.
Yes, sir.
100. That's tough.
But man, the heartbreak of when you ever had your food delivered to another apartment and you just don't know where that is? You know how they send pictures of your shit now? Like they leave it and they take a picture of your door to prove that, or take a picture of your food by the door to prove that they left it. I just see a fucking door. I'm like, that's not my door. And he's fucking walking away and I can't get a hold of this motherfucker. And I'm trying to be mature and patient, but I planned in my head that I'm going to have spaghetti and it's coming in 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be eating. Here I am fucking calling a nigga. I'm in baby shorts. Fucking furious.
Yo.
And I just, and this is usually just people. I see the person I was going to bring it. I'm like, oh boy. You just kind of tell that like, I don't want to be sitting here judging niggas, but my shit's been on point. I'm like, oh boy, this guy's gonna fucking struggle. My shit is not even in my building, man. I'd rather you call me scared, because I've gotten those calls where they call me. I don't know where I. Okay, don't worry. Bro, slow down. Right, I'll come fucking. I'll walk.
Bro.
It's just out of door.
I'm gonna let y'all have. I don't even do the fucking. I don't even do delivery, my nigga. And now with my two legs and my car keys, I don't do this.
Sheldon. God bless your soul. Let me tell you something, bro. Two different times. I'm gonna run through this shit real quick. One time was with Jermaine. Okay, look. If I'm soaps, right? I'm chilling. I'm not drinking. I'm not whatever.
Yep, soaps.
And I order food. I'm hungry, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's, yo, you got to meet that. You got to meet me there. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't fuck with that.
Yeah.
But, yo, if I'm twisted, right? Yeah. I'm having a night with my guys. Yeah. Just went out.
Oh, my God.
And we beat the punchline of Chinese food. Chinese food is now lock off, but, yo, we got the order in.
Mm-hmm.
Brother. Yo, so I'm ordering for the gang now. You know what I mean? This ain't just me.
This is I got a situation. Yeah. Fellas.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I'm hungry.
Fellas.
Bro, one more.
I got it. Yo. Yes. I got it. We order food, right? Order a shit ton of food.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're waiting. And I'm, Sheldon, we still have to go home. We're not home yet. We're at my brethren's house, right? Right. I still have to go home, ordered food, we're twisted out of our mind. I still have, it's just going to be one of those drunk nights where I'm just, yo, I ate so good, had a good night, clothes are all over on the floor, and I'm just going to bed, not brushing my teeth, call me a bastard, right? That's why I'm thinking this is going.
It's all good.
Right?
Okay.
Bro, we're waiting for this food. This food's not coming. We're like, yo, where the fuck is it? Where the fuck is this food? Mm-hmm. Right? On the address, we put our address, right? Let's just say the fucking address is 102 Hilbert Street, right?
Okay.
This nigga dropped the food off at 106 St. Hilbert Street.
Oh.
Why are you adding something to my address? How does that
it's
make
not
sense?
There.
But then we're thinking, all right, cool, like fine, we'll just slide to this place. The nigga dropped it at a school.
Wow. There's
no hope. So many doors.
There are so many doors to check.
Hope.
And we drove, but believe that shit. I guess we couldn't be that twisted because we definitely
No, it took long. It took so long to the point where like, yo, where the fuck is this shit? And we still had to go home.
Yeah, the hype was at 2 a.m. And then by then it was like 4 or 5. We're like, I still want to eat though.
Yeah.
Like, I just need this.
Right.
This tops it off. Got in the whip. I'm like, oh, it's a school. So many doors. Like, okay, you turn, let's go home. So sad.
So
the only thing that warms my heart is that, okay, somebody probably had an amazing meal.
Night.
Yeah.
For $0. Yo, somebody around this vicinity had some crispy wontons.
Maybe a struggling student, $16,000 in debt in a career that he hates, and his dad was fucking yelling at him, telling him he has to do his career.
Right.
Rock bottom. 70 pounds of Chinese food.
Got that meal of hope, man. Meal of hope.
That's the only thing that warms my heart, nigga. I hope a raccoon didn't fucking tear that shit up.
Really hoping a man just finished his little bleezy and then the guy just said order. And yo, I know the bag was oily. I know that brown bag was oily. Bro.
Like, I don't want the bag if I don't see oil stains on it on the outside.
Oh yeah, take it back. Yeah, I'll complain. I'll be like, no, I think oil
this is wrong
stains.
Order. Yeah. Oh my god, what a letdown,
dog.
What was your second one?
Oh, my second one is just it wasn't that intense, but it was just more so like, yo, when you just prep for something to say, okay, it's 25 minutes, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna organize, nigga, when it come to my food, like I need my show ready. I need, if I'm pumping a spleezy, my spleezy has to be there. You know what I mean? Like, everything was in order for, like, all right, 25 minutes. This is what I can do in 25 minutes. And then it just goes past that minute. Just ruins it. You know?
So what happened? Man, now pain. I'm high out of my mind. I got to go downstairs and outside and try and find this fucking guy. I'm confused. He's confused. I don't know where my food is.
And you
I gotta
know it's
going to
be cold.
Oh,
one thing's for sure. You know it's going to be cold.
Every second that passes, I'm okay, colder, 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 colder.
God.
The first world problems, but this is the first world, so that's what's up.
Fucking live it. Live with it.
That's what's up. Bro, don't be bragging on your app about how your app works and it just fucking doesn't work like that, man.
Man. Yeah. You know what I mean? I get, yeah, whatever, man. But fuck. And it's always just my shit. I feel like nobody has these problems. Like, why is it only me that, like, oh, man. Man.
Y'all still, like, eating fried?
No, I don't really do it much, man.
You'll be eating, like, off the Mary J no more?
Not really, like.
I just feel sometimes it's a blur for me sometimes. I'm just like, whoa, what happened? It's already a blur when I'm sober. I'm knocking that fucking food out. But off the Mary J, I'm just thinking of some other shit in the back of my mind. And I'm like, oh, fuck, wait. Oh, it's all done. You ever just grab your cup again? Like, oh, did I knock this shit out?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
honestly, I think what did it for me is, like, I don't like to be a messy eater. And when I'm fried, I'm going to be a messy eater.
That's why. I respect Sheldon that. Thing.
There's no way. Like, yeah, so.
Listen, I don't want crumbs anywhere.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I guess if you get, like, a burger, like, I don't want sauce. I don't like sauce on my fingers.
What,
like,
do you
I'm
mean?
Not a fan of that.
Bro. What do you mean? I hate a dry burger.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I want a dry burger, but it just
if it's
needs
not
to
on
be,
my knuckles, is fucking dry.
It needs to be knee. I don't want the sauce on my fingers.
Then no, you, I want to stand up. I feel like I want to stand up with my burgers.
No, yeah, I can't. Yeah,
I need to be hovering over the table,
like,
with tables.
I cannot be that guy, bro. Like, you ever be brushing your teeth and then, like,
yeah,
the
that's
toothpaste?
Nasty.
You know what I'm saying? No, this is right here. But that's sometimes that'd be burger juice just leaking all
the way
here.
I can't do it, bro.
Or just dip a fry from across your fucking onto your wrist. Yes, sir.
The day I seen Jermaine dip his fry off his knuckle, I'm like, yo, that's different right there. Like, yo,
what, the sauce is bad now? What?
Yeah, yo, because the same way you're going to go like this, put that shit down,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, your dog is being bad right there.
Yo, this is, put that shit down. But yeah, like, yo, there's just levels to, I respect people's eating space. I respect people's just.
No, 100%.
You know what I'm saying?
Your tactics, your setup, your morals, your vision.
Yes.
Like,
yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. There's niggas that I don't respect, but, like, you know, I have to respect it. they'll like rip the bag and like eat their food out the bag. I'm like, yo, set up. Like, you know what I mean? Set up. Yeah. Just shot. Like, what's it bothers setup? Me. I was like, fuck. Like,
nah, I'm definitely not up. Like a setup shop type of nigga.
Sheldon,
like, I'm
not Sebastian.
Like, no, listen. Like, I'm not like, okay, say we go to like McDonald's or whatever.
Okay, go.
Like, I'm not tearing the bag and making a placemat with the bag. Like,
no placemat guy.
No placemat.
No PM? Where do you put the dips?
No PM. I'll probably take out the fries and probably eat all the fries first. Done with the fries. Then I'll take out the burger. I'll eat the burger.
Where are the dips?
Occasionally take sip. I mean, I'll do dips. I'll do dips if I have dips. I'll take out the dip and put on the table, like whatever, but...
Whatever.
I'm not really picky and messy like that. You know?
Well, there's definitely tiers to the shit. Tier one is just, right. Okay, take the burger out, open the paper, fries spilled. Fucking no. Sausage ripped open. Sauce is on the fucking
fries
thing.
Since home, a Happy Meal, bro.
I checked the fridge. Other sauces. Side of my fuck. It goes on the burger wrapper for my fries.
Yeah,
from
I know y'all get down.
You know what it is. Tier two now is fuck. I take a plate out. I take a nice hot plate out. Put it down.
Now it's home food. It's not even
scrunch
fast
up the wrapper.
Anymore.
Garbage. Fries dumped out. Maybe warm it up a little bit. Who's hating?
What the fuck you say?
Sauce. Sauce open. Yeah, I'm there.
I feel that.
Tier three.
That. What's three? Oh, fuck.
I.
Do you add things to the burger, Trevon?
Tier three.
Kimchi.
I open re-cook something. Yo, I'm a slut. I'll tell you that. Bro, I done made shit in the crib to add to my order. Like, bro, like, it's, yo. That's the only thing. Like, yo, it's your creative. You get creative with anything you want. You know what I'm
Smart.
Saying?
Yeah.
This nigga's on crack. Daniel is a funny eater. I was, you know that moment when you change a song and it's just quiet for a second?
Of course.
Bro, I put him on this new burger spot in Toronto. It's called Union Chicken. They got a mean ass chicken sandwich. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Shout out to that.
Show love respect me a fried chicken sandwich, man. Oh, my mouth is literally watering thinking about it. But bro, I was putting Daniel on, and this is our boy, like for a long time friend, but he doesn't really eat downtown like that. And he runs tracks, so he's a healthy guy. So he don't really dabble into the foods, but like, yeah, like he doesn't really, you know what I'm saying? He likes to cook for himself. So every time he would come check us, we just put him onto some shit, you know what I mean? And he was every time he goes there, he's like, yo, let's get makers. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna put you onto this burger real
quick. Expand your mind.
Right?
Yeah.
I get him this burger, right? And I'm showing him burger, he's eating the burger and shit, and he's just blown away. He's just like, yo, this is so fucking good. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm like, yo, just enjoy it, you know? And me and him have that level of just, yo, enjoy that. Like, I'm gonna be over here just enjoying that moment, right?
Right.
And I changed a song or some shit where the music just stopped. And for a fucking second, I look over and this nigga's eyes were closed and he said, I respect that. Yes. Yeah. That's what I want, bro. With his eyes closed. That's what food is, bro.
That's what I need to see, bro. Oh my gosh. How my heart breaks. Oh, how my heart breaks when I let you into my world. Oh. I want you to enjoy what I enjoy. Food is the love language of humans. No matter what language you speak, come, let's break bread, let's eat. This is how I get down.
That's what it is.
I take you to one of my favorite spots. You say, oh, that's good. It's okay. Or you don't finish this thing.
Moans. That's not fair, you guys.
I need moans. I need moans.
That's not fair, man. You gotta
need moans.
You gotta let them do it how they do it, bro. Like,
no.
Because you're not doing it right. Or I take you to a place and you order something that's like, no, you don't get that.
No.
I take you to grab the waiter's hand.
Don't write that down. Don't be stupid.
Don't be an idiot right now.
Bro. There's.
Why are you getting the sausage biscuit at Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
What are you doing? Don't get that. No.
Don't do that shit.
You get the fucking chicken biscuit.
Fuck out of here.
Oh, bro. My God.
There's levels. Really quick. Bro, when I go out to a restaurant, let's say someone Waleed often shows us a lot of food places, right? If Waleed knows, if he's taking me out, I won't say anything. Do whatever you want to me.
You're flying. You're the pilot. You got it.
I'm sitting in this chair.
Bro, I'm your guest.
You know whatever you put on this fucking surface, I'm going to clean. I'm going to clean that shit up. Do what you want with me. You know what I'm saying?
No matter how much I like it or hate it, it's gone. It's for sure.
It's going to be gone. Yeah. I'm like a fucking dog, literally. Like, put up, I don't give a fuck if it's a carrot or a fucking chicken head. They go, clean that shit off. If you're telling me this place is good, I'll try it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. The way it should be done.
And one more thing. One more thing. Nothing more in this world that I appreciate when I meet a nigga like me, Jermaine Richards. Mm-hmm. When we went to Montreal and we went to the Indian fucking restaurant, you look at his reaction. Look at his reaction. Sheldon, I had food poisoning. So I had third degree food poisoning burn, right? Bro, I could not eat. I literally could not eat a thing. Everything I ate, I would throw up. I couldn't go to these events. I couldn't drink. I couldn't, you know me, I'm trying to party. Nothing. Yeah. Bro, I was fucking down so bad. So bad. Okay. Me, Jermaine, Juice, Waleed, out in Montreal, just for last festival, we had access passes to everything at our disposal. I couldn't eat anything, didn't want to do anything. But we go to this one restaurant, and this guy just, oh my God.
He says, come eat at my place of business. Come eat at my restaurant. I take care of you guys.
Nigga.
Bro, that, yep.
Yep. That was the most full I've ever been in my entire life experience on this earth.
Sheldon.
Yo, and it was
almost like we disrespected him by saying like, yo, like asking anything, like, and we didn't even get menus. This guy just said, sit the fuck down.
Shut up. Eat it.
Holy
bro.
Fuck,
I literally have a picture. I'll put it on the screen of us laid out.
You have that picture?
I have it still. Yeah. Laid out on the fucking mats. Jermaine just is finished. Just as finished. Literally all of our stomachs are just out, bro. Like, out.
Damn, I would kill for that right now.
Bro, niggas used the washroom, came back. They used the washroom to make space. Tell me where you've done that before.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And the food was out of this world.
Oh my goodness.
I've never had food like that. It was delicious.
You said it was Indian?
Yeah. Sheldon. Montreal.
I had really great Indian in Montreal as well.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
Part of it was because the guy was kind of scary. And like one time, I remember we asked to change something or refuse something. He's like, okay, never mind. I'll just take the one. Okay. I'll eat 12 more. It's okay. Because at a point where I'm like, yo, I can't breathe anymore. This guy's bringing 12 samosas. My brother. No, he's like, brother.
Yes. And then to make it worse, he's like, oh, we're getting fucked up after this. We're going drinking. I'm like, bro, do you not know like how much food he just brought us, bro?
Oh my God, man. But that day, different, man. Different, different.
He's lucky I wasn't at my full potential. And I still ate. I ate what I could, but
I can't even have to say after that.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, if you want me, man, just, yo, food, man. Like, literally food. That's how you get me, man. I'm all yours.
Show me what you're about.
I'm all yours.
Sheldon, what's your favorite restaurant, man?
I'll probably fucking McDonald's.
I don't really have one, man. At least you can't think of one off top.
That's all good. No, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. No, I can't think of one still.
Dre, what's yours?
Nah, for so.
Yo, I have a lot of great memories at Maha's Egyptian Brunch in Toronto. Just great experience every single time. It was one of my like go-tos, favorite, never let me down, not once.
And I've been there once and I still remember it.
There you go. There you go. That's what I like to hear.
Who brought you there?
You guys.
Oh, okay. Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's what I like to hear.
I think I went twice, actually.
That's what I like to hear.
That's what
Yeah, I think I went twice.
Oh, my God.
It was great both times.
And when you go there, it's just, bro, treat me like I am a fucking fetus, man. Like, that's what I like. That's the shit I like, bro.
I come to you out of desperation. I am hungry.
Literally, that's why I'm here, bro. I am so hungry.
I need you. My brother, feed me.
And then you take care of me. Man. And that's the way it is.
Man.
I take my boys there sometime. I take my people there.
Word.
And for you to be like, nah.
What do you mean
word?
Bro, Jermaine, remember the first time when you were talking about I think you were walking... I almost called Tui Tookie.
Tookie was walking my son Tookie.
You were walking Tookie, but you were walking Tui and niggas would come up to you like, oh my God, what kind of dog is that?
Oh my God, yeah, fuck.
So I'm coming up in the elevator and then someone comes out and her dog, first I look at her dog and I'm like, oh God, fuck is that, right? She's looking at
shit. Okay, go.
You talk about it real quick because I know what you're going to say.
Bro, don't get a lame dog.
Get a sick one.
Bro, there's so many dogs. You get the standard ones. Who gets a Lassie, nigga? Who gets a fucking Air Bud? That's the standard dog. That's where the dog choices begin.
And you're that's gonna where it get started.
This,
like, yeah,
that's the default dog. Yeah. You're gonna, that,
the first dog was Lassie.
That's the first one on this earth. That's the shit you're gonna get.
Don't get a whack dog. Yeah. So she had herself a whack dog. Okay. But like this dog was just fucking beat. And I'm just like, girl, like, old, like just uninterested, you know what I mean? Like it's not cute anymore. And she's looking at my fresh brand new seed.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. and she's just looking at it and she's like, oh my God, it's so cute. And then she left, I've never been taken by surprise at this. She left a fucking gap there for me to just kind of throw a compliment at her. She's like, oh my God, it's so cute. Look at her. And she told her dog to look at my dog, like as if the dog's gonna say something, but gave me that space to kind of comment her dog to say like some, oh my God, what kind of dog is yours? I'm just like, for sure. And I went into the elevator. I'm just like, oh, that was my moment right there. That was supposed to be it. I could tell she was offended because she let the elevator door close on me. Like she was getting out and I was trying to get in. So I'm like, yo, she was really trying to have a puppy conversation, but I'm
gone.
Straight wrong.
Yeah, this is a toy poodle for sure. He looked down at their shit. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Lassie.
Y'all have a good one. We see my fucking drool and shit. Y'all take care now.
What's a little brother?
I ain't got no questions.
I'm right now. Bro, I had nothing to say to her dog. Like, I'm just like, all right now.
No matter what the dog, I'm gonna say, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure about the dog having etiquette. I'm just, you asked me a question. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I'm about to bring this nigga downstairs in a bag or some shit because niggas will stop me. I just want to talk to y'all niggas dogs, man. This nigga a cutie pie alert, but
cutie pie alert.
Pick him up, his butt weird. Don't try that on me. You know what I'm saying?
A lie. Don't let me take out the AirPod for this shit.
Huh?
What? What kind of dog? Fucking poodle. What? You're fucking lame.
Shells, anything going on in your world, man?
Nope.
So, yo, I love that shit.
Oh man, Lord.
Oh man.
Yes, sir.
This has been episode 75 of the Random Order Podcast. Yes, sir. We about to sign out. Order some food or some shit. Hopefully it arrives at the door. The proper one. Make sure you subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to keep up with the video version, episode clips. And we also got something special for that ass. Yes, sir. The audio version of Random Order is available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Apple Podcasts.
100. Yes, sir.
Leave great comments and reviews for future listeners of the Random Order Podcast. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at the Random Order Show. 4ye.ca. We still getting down. We got some stuff up there for you.
We actually got a 40% sale going on right now. 100. Go ahead and check that out. Yeah.
Got a question for y'all, man. What's the tree name of the day?
The what?
The tree name of the day. You know how they be naming tree strains?
Oh, the tree. Yeah.
Yeah, give me one so we can wrap this thing up, man. 100.
Shit, man, I got a bunch of them. You want sativa?
Give me that. Even if it's your own, man, I just need something to get up out of here.
All right, yeah. Let's go with skunk nails.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.